This will warm you up. We're about to open the window for CHFI Perfect Recall for the first time this morning. You know the game. You love the game because it's stuff in your pockets. You listen to four tracks, the best of the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today, and you track them. If you're caller 16 and you can tell us those songs, each correctly identified one is worth cash. We are opening the window for you in 2 minutes. Okay, right now it is 6:59. Let's get your news with Eva Fragiscatos.
Good morning. A shooting at an Etobicoke apartment building has left one man dead and another seriously injured. It happened yesterday around 5:30 in the evening. The ages of the men have not been confirmed. The homicide unit continues to investigate. U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal that the United States take over the Gaza Strip and permanently resettle its Palestinian residents has been rejected by American allies and adversaries.
I do see a long-term ownership position, and I see it bringing great stability to that part of the Middle East and maybe the entire Middle East.
NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says Trump's threats are utter madness and they violate every international law. Ontario's main party leaders will mostly campaign in the GTA today. The NDP and the Liberals say it's time to focus on health care and education. Green Party leader will be in Guelph and PC leader Doug Ford will be in Pickering and Oshawa. In sports, Leafs beat the Flames 6-3. Raptors lost to the Knicks 121-115. They face the Grizzlies tonight at 7:30. CHFI weather. Today cloudy with a high of -4. Tonight cloudy, few flurries late evening, a low of -7, feeling like -14 overnight. On Thursday, snow and ice pellets for the morning, a high near 2. Right now it's -9, feels like -14. Eastbound QEW approaching here, Ontario. The two left lanes are still closed. That's all because of a collision. It's jammed up from Erin Mills Parkway. And it looks like westbound 401 at Islington in the Express, the right lane is closed for a stalled vehicle. East 401 east of Avenue Express, the right lane is blocked. That's all because of a stalled vehicle. Dundas ramp to the north DVP still closed for a police investigation.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
There you have it. The window is now open. Track the next four songs and win the money. We are kicking off the CHFI Perfect Recall window with Hall & Oates, Maneater. CHFI Perfect Recall, that is song number one. We got three more coming your way, but also asking you about a very topical and contentious subject as the opposing anthems continue to get booed at sporting events. And I'm taking the stance that it's time to get rid of national anthems before local sporting events. Save them for international competition. You know, the World Cup of Hockey is coming up. The Four Nations face off for Olympics, maybe for big meaningful games, playoff games, first game of the season. But I don't think they need to be at every single game. I know it's controversial. It's a national anthem. But what do you think? Is it time to get rid of the national anthems before local sporting events? Let's go to DJ in Toronto.
I think they should stay because, listen, like, you have all these people in the arena listening to the anthem. They understand that, you know, we're patriotic. We should be hearing the anthem every single time. You know, people go to work every day nowadays. We don't hear the anthem. Kids are in school. They have to hear the anthem every single morning, right? So if people are in the stadiums and they hear people booing, they should take a listen and be like, what's going on in the world right now? Why are they booing another anthem? And then it makes people think twice. You said 17-year-olds, it could scare them or make them not understand. But then they think twice because guess what? Next year they're voting. They're voters.
You raise some good points, DJ. The 17-year-old thing I was referring to was the anthem singer was actually 17. And I was just saying it's really tough to see a kid essentially get booed when they're singing the anthem, right? Like that part I really didn't like seeing. You do raise some really,
I wouldn't like that, yeah.
Yeah, you do raise some really good points. Like I think we're just so used to hearing it. And myself, I'm a lifelong sports fan. It's so baked into my mind that we have to hear the anthems before the game. But when you sit down and really think about it point by point, I think I'm at a point personally where I'm ready to save the anthems for international competitions, big games, and times when your country is maybe dealing with a conflict, whether it's actual war, whether it's economic warfare. I think it just carries more meaning when it's saved for meaningful times. But, you know, that's okay. We're allowed to disagree, yeah. Right?
Of course.
Yeah. DJ, appreciate your thoughts, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, have a good one. Thank you.
You too. All right, you can keep your thoughts coming on the text line. Is it time to get rid of national anthems before local sporting events? You can drop us a text at 981-981. Just a healthy conversation. Let's keep your perfect recall window going right now. It's Magic with Kiss Me.
Kiss me, darling, one more time. It's everything that you got inside. Love's the only thing we leave behind.
Perfect Recall, that song too. We got a couple more coming your way. Also asking you, is it time to get rid of national anthems before local sporting events? This is a spicy topic. Lots of texts coming in. This person texting in saying, yes, drop the anthems at local sporting events. Another text coming in here from Deanne saying, yes, keep the anthem. So much tradition has already been taken away. Children know the anthem because of sporting events and other big events. That's a very good point, Deanne. Okay. Let's take a call here. Is it time to get rid of national anthems before local sporting events? Chris in Oshawa.
So I kind of went with the side of they can get rid of it when everybody started kneeling during the anthem a couple of years ago.
Right. Okay. I remember that.
So they're using it to protest now, and it shouldn't be used as a thing to protest. So booing, taking any anything, they should be getting rid of it.
Okay. So you're on team. It's time to shelf the anthem for now.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Chris, appreciate your thoughts, man. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Another great text coming in here from Andy saying, I'd say it's time to get rid of the anthems for domestic games. The whole of Europe reserves anthems for international games. It makes it more special and patriotic. Thank you, Andy. That is my whole point with this thing. Save it. The more sparingly you use it, the more meaningful and impactful it is when you actually play the anthem. Keep your thoughts coming, though. It's a healthy conversation. You can drop us a text at 981-981. In the meantime, oh, yeah, we're keeping your perfect recall window going. Backstreet Boys, Larger Than Life. CHFI Perfect Recall. One more song coming your way, and then we'll be looking for caller 16, but also asking you about a very topical subject. Is it time to get rid of the national anthems before local sporting events? You've got a lot to say on this one. Thanks for all the calls and texts. Let's go to Danny in Georgetown.
Yeah, let's just play the home team. Like, we don't need to play both, and then they wouldn't boo the away team, right? So if they just played the home team anthem, so just right. One anthem per game, then I think that's perfect, really.
Maybe that's, because for some people, getting rid of the anthems is a bridge too far. Maybe this is the compromise. Right. Maybe you just play the anthem of the country in which the game is being played.
Exactly, and then there's no booing, right?
Okay, this feels like compromise. Yep. You're the first person to suggest that. I like that, Danny. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
There we go. I really like that. Just play the anthem of where the game is being played. That's pretty good. That way you still show your support for the country. You can still support Canada, but you're not dealing with two anthems and you're not opening the door for someone booing.
Right. You're playing the game in that country.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Let's do one more here. Margo in Toronto, is it time to get rid of the national anthems before local sporting events?
Yes, I think we should play the Canadian anthem, especially now more than ever. I don't believe in booing the American anthem. That's wrong. But yes, we should be proud and Canadian, especially now.
Absolutely. Proud, couple of proud Canadians in this room. But so do you think we should continue to play both anthems or just the anthem of maybe the country where the game is being played?
Well, both anthems is a lot. Definitely Canadian anthem, I guess.
Margo, appreciate your call. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Love all the perspective from you guys via call and text. Thank you for having a civil discussion about what is obviously a controversial topic. We'll keep it going. We got one more song for you coming up in Perfect Recall right now. Check on the roads.
With Stage 5 traffic, I'm Eva Prajaskatos. If you're east on the QEW approaching here, Ontario, two left lanes are still closed. That's all for a collision. And then West 401 approaching the 400 in the collectors. We've got one lane closed with a collision at Islington and the Express. The right lane blocked with a stalled car. And it looks like eastbound on the 401 at Markham in the collectors. The right lane is still closed. That's all for a collision. Drive into your local proudly Canadian Mr. Lube, offering warranty approved oil changes and same day tire services. 100% Canadian owned and operated. No appointment needed.
PC Optimum More Days are here at your independent grocer. Plus, get a whole chicken for $1.99 a pound and pork back ribs for $3.99 a pound. Hurry, offers end Wednesday. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
At Kelsey's, we love happy hour so much, we celebrate it twice a day. Join us for $5 draft beer, wine, and mixed drinks, and $10 appies. Every day from 3 to 5 and 8 to close. Only at Kelsey's, the original Roadhouse. Must be legal drinking age. Please enjoy responsibly.
We all have things we worry about. But when we know trouble is headed our way, we need a fighter. Someone who protects us, our jobs, and our families. That's Premier Doug Ford. When Ottawa descended into chaos, he stood up for us.
Now taking Trump on tonight, Ontario Premier Doug Ford.
The next 4 years won't be easy. There's big decisions ahead, and there's only one leader to protect Ontario. That's Premier Doug Ford. A message from the Ontario PC Party.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
On July 13th, 1985, music united the world. Whether you saw it live or weren't even born yet, come celebrate the biggest concert in history at Just for One Day, the Live Aid Musical. It's an exhilarating night out featuring hit songs by David Bowie, The Who, Queen, Elton John, Paul McCartney, and more. Just for One Day, the Live Aid Musical at the CAA at Mervish Theater. Now through March 16th only. Book at Mervish.com.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Have you been keeping track of the songs we're playing? Call 416 872-CHFI-NOW and tell us the songs in this perfect recall.
Be caller 16 to win instant cash for each song, including this one.
All right, it's the final song of the window. Katy Perry, Roar.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, 'cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire, 'cause I am the champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion, 'cause I am the champion, and you're gonna hear me roar. You're gonna hear me roar. Now I'm floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee, I earned my stripes.
The window is closed and we have caller 16 standing by. We'll see how much money they win right after Maroon 5.
Goodbye, she got on a plane, never I try my best to feed her appetite, keep her coming every night, so hard to keep her satisfied. Oh, kept playing love like it was just a game, pretending to feel the same, turn around and leave again. But oh, this love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before. Her heart is breaking in front of me, and I have no choice, cause I won't say goodbye anymore. Oh, oh, oh. Whoa, whoa. I'll fix these broken things, repair your broken wings, and make sure everything's all right. Oh, my pressure on your hip, I'm sticking my fingertips. Every inch of you, cause I know that's what you want me to do. This love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before. Her heart is breaking in front of me, and I have no choice, cause I won't say goodbye anymore. This love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before. And my heart is breaking in front of me. She said goodbye too many times before. This love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
All right, let's go. We've had a lot of big winners recently on the show. CHFI Perfect Recall. And we got a first timer here, Darylin Kincaid of Toronto. How you doing, Darylin?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you keeping?
We're good. I mean, we're shorthanded over here. Pooch has got no voice, so it's Steph and I doing our best to hold it down. What are you up to on this very cold Wednesday morning?
Oh my goodness, just starting my day with a cup of tea and a muffin.
Oh, I love that. That's such a sweet way to start the morning. I start my mornings with a cup of coffee and tears. That's usually how it is for me, but sorry, that's a me problem. Darylin, let's dive in here. What was song number one?
Song number one was Hall & Oates, Man Eater.
Great start. Darylin, what was song two?
Magic, Kiss Me.
Darylin, hit us with song number three.
Backstreet Boys, Larger Than Life.
Yeah, it's a good one. Close it out for us. Will it be a perfect game for Darylin? What was song number four?
Katy Perry, Roar.
Yes, Darylin, you just won yourself $400 on CHFI Perfect Recall with Pooja and Gurdeep. What are you going to do with that money?
Oh my goodness, I may go out to dinner with my family for Winterlicious.
That's perfect. You know,
support local.
What a time to support local. That is a very good message, Darylin. Really well done. You have an awesome Wednesday. You enjoy that tea and muffin. All right.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Your next winning hour is coming up at 8 this morning.
98.1 CHFI.
Well, that was fun. Love a big winner. It's 729 minus 16 is what it feels like right now. Let's get your news with Eva Fragiscatos.
Good morning. Another day, another shocking statement by Donald Trump, this time suggesting the U.S. could take over the Gaza Strip.
And we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it.
He made the comments during a news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President Trump's comments have sparked negative reactions from leaders around the world. More winter weather is on the way tomorrow. We could see a few flurries late tonight, but it'll ramp up tomorrow with about 2 to 4 centimeters of snow expected. Hamilton and Niagara region will see the snow change to freezing rain and ice pellets. Officials in York region are warning the public about a confirmed measles case and possible exposure in Newmarket. York region public health says anyone at Best Western Voyager Place Hotel on January 31st or February 1st could have been exposed, and anyone at Manga Center on January 31st. The case is linked to a measles outbreak in Grand Erie. In sports, Leafs beat the Flames 6-3. Raptors lost to the Knicks 121-115. They face the Grizzlies tonight at 7:30. CHFI weather. Today, cloudy with a high of minus -4. Tonight, cloudy, few flurries late evening, a low of -7, feeling like -14 overnight. On Thursday, snow and ice pellets for the morning, a high near 2. Right now, it's -9, feels like -14. On the eastbound 401 east of Keele and the Collectors, the ramp lane is blocked. That's all because of a stalled car. And Markham and the Collectors, right lane, a collision. West 401 west of Keele, Collectors, right lane, a collision. Approaching the 400 in the Collectors, a collision in the center lane. And then West 401 at Islington in the Express, we've got a stalled car in the right lane. East QEW approaching here, Ontario, two left lanes still blocked with an accident.
It is a very strange day today. I'm not sure we're going to be celebrating this one in here. We'll tell you what day it is coming up after Justin Bieber with the Kid Laroi.
I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. Told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. Hey. I get drunk. Wake up. I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. Touch. You're the reason I believe in love. It's been difficult for me to trust, and I'm afraid that I'ma f*** it up. Ain't no way that I can leave you stranded, 'cause you ain't never left me empty-handed. And you know that I know that I can't live without you. So baby, stay. Can't be right here. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. Told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. Yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. Told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Okay, I don't know who comes up with this stuff. I don't know how this is meant to be celebrated. I mean, I do. Just don't know that this is one we're going to celebrate. It's Shower with a Friend Day.
Okay, I'll tell you how this got made. Somebody who wanted to shower with their friend.
Just
somebody who was like, how do I get more intimate with my friend that I really like? They're like, today's Shower with a Friend Day.
Doesn't that, if you were to if you were to follow through with this, doesn't that take the friendship from not a friendship,
yes,
to something else?
That's the person who invented it.
They so this wanted is someone a who's relationship. Been friend-zoned?
Yes. That's what
okay.
happened.
You know what? I'm willing to buy that explanation. That makes sense.
Totally made it up.
But how is this a day? Like, is this only for people on sports teams or in jail?
Shower with a friend like, on your sports team?
Who else is voluntarily showering with a friend?
I don't know. I don't know why these days are created. Was there not anything else we could have done today? I don't know, like go out for a drink with your friend.
Not going to lie. This one jumped off the page at me. Shower but with a friend.
Would you shower with a friend?
I've had many friends over the years. I'm lucky to have a very robust and diverse friend group now. I've never showered with any of them. And,
not even at the gym?
I love them. I have no desire to shower. No, not at the gym. Because like, if I'm going to the gym, I just come home and shower.
You haven't showered with your friends, but you've hot tubbed with your friends.
Yes. We have had like
you've had man soup.
Eight dudes in a hot tub, which looks like man soup. Yes. Is that's different though, right?
I guess, but it's kind of like showering
with bubbles,
your friend.
If there's bubbles, it's okay. I will tell you,
if there's bubbles, it's okay.
The minute the bubbles stop, it gets really uncomfortable. Mm,
the bubbles didn't make it weird?
No, the bubbles make it like, oh, it's a hot tub. The minute the bubbles stop, then it just feels like you're bathing together.
And you're in soup.
Yeah, man soup. Shower with a friend day. We're not asking you any questions on this one because frankly, well, we don't want to know. It's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Without Pooja, she's still without voice. Pooja, we hope you feel better. This might make you feel better. CHFI Perfect Recall is coming up at 8 o'clock. It is easy money. We play four songs. All you got to do is write them down and then be caller 16 and you win some free cash. Good luck.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscato's East QEW approaching here, Ontario. Two left lanes are closed for a collision. It's slow from east of Erin Mills Parkway. On the west 401 at Islington in the express, right lane blocked because of a stalled vehicle. MTO crews, they are on the scene. The rest of your routes just busy with typical volume delays. Dundas ramp to North DVP still closed for a police investigation. Drive into your local proudly Canadian Mr. Lube offering warranty approved oil changes and same day tire services. 100% Canadian owned and operated. No appointment needed.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Is it time to get rid of national anthems before local sporting events? We'll talk about it next.
I won't lie to you. I know he's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop.
I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crown when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you
time for you. The second you say you'd like me to, I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing, baby. Just to wake up with you would be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do.
'Cause I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves. Gentlemen, tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crown when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better, better than he can, better than he can.
Give me a sign, take my fine. Promise I won't let you down. Just know that you don't have to do this alone. Promise I'll never let you down. 'Cause I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted grind when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better.
Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
Diving into a heavier topic than usual here on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, but I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Is it time to get rid of the national anthem before local sporting events? I say yes. I've actually been on Team Get Rid of the Anthem for a while, but the reason this is kind of on the front burner right now is because of this pending trade war between Canada and the U.S. You're seeing the anthems getting booed, the opposing anthems. So, you know, the Canadian anthem got booed at an Ottawa Senators Nashville game in Nashville. The Star Spangled Banner is getting booed at Scotiabank Arena and in other Canadian cities when American teams come in. And it's tough to hear. It's tough to watch. The whole thing with playing the anthem before sporting events, this all started in the 1940s during the Second World War, which I completely get.
Yeah.
When there's an international event like war or something like that, I absolutely understand. It's about solidarity with the country, but it just sort of kind of got grandfathered in after that. But I'm wondering, do we need to be playing the anthem before every single local sporting event? Like, does an Edmonton Oilers Carolina Hurricanes game on a Tuesday night in January need both anthems?
So specific.
Before, you know what I mean? It's just so random. Like, do we need to hear both anthems?
I never thought about it till you brought it up. And it makes sense to not play them because it's something that's happening so regularly. It's not like on a world stage.
Yes. And I'm not, I hope you're not hearing this and thinking like, oh wow, these two are unpatriotic. It's not about that. We love Canada. We love where we're from. It's just, don't you think the anthems would be more special if they were reserved for the Olympics?
Right.
International competition. And maybe like, sure, the first Leaf game of the season or your local team, the playoff home games. You know, they're doing this Four Nations face-off with the NHL with Canada, US, Finland, and Sweden. That's international competition. Yes. It would carry more weight. It would have more meaning. What you get now is every year, you know, it goes viral on YouTube and you see it on Sportsnet when people butcher the anthems because you're force feeding 82 anthems across multiple sports thousands of times. It just loses meaning. It drags out the broadcast. And now you're seeing the anthems getting booed, which really just feels like sacrilege.
Yeah, and not okay. Yeah. But again, I never thought about it till you said it. So I see both sides of it. I see why people want the anthem there. I get why it doesn't make sense to maybe play it at just local events and more on like a world stage or international stuff. Yeah. I don't know how I really feel. I don't know if it would bother me either way if we just left it or if we got rid of it.
And this is a very secondary argument, but all the leagues are trying to tighten up their games and their broadcasts now because of shorter attention spans. Here's a way to shave about 5 to 7 minutes off the game if you cut out these anthems. I know it's a controversial topic, but it's top of mind because of the trade war and watching. And in some cases, it's young kids. I think it was 17-year-old singing the anthem got booed, which is just a traumatic experience.
Not okay.
That many people.
Because how do you stop that too? You can't stop the fans from booing.
Because then it becomes mob mentality as well, right? So is it time to get rid of the national anthems before local sporting events? Steph and I say it is. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI.
Tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know why. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little. You don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be me. And talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper and it makes me think. There's something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking, somehow I've lost my mind. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little. But soon
$50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000, and it was easy.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
I don't want to say I'm a big deal, but I am a superhero. I love helping people consolidate their debts, and that's what I did for the Smiths. I took their bills and zoom! Wa-bam! Zap! Turn them into one low monthly payment. No, the sound's not necessary, but it's part of the fun.
Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Just for license 12616.
CMA Award winner, Jordan Davis. Live, Sunday, August 10th, OLG Stage at Fallsview Casino.
Hold our peace and crown, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. You can't buy.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.
But you can buy.
Jordan Davis, live, August 10th, OLG Stage at Fallsview Casino.
Hello, dearest listener. In the thick of the winter season, you may be in need of some joie de vivre. Well, look no further, honey, because Sunwing's Best Value Vacays has your budget-friendly escapes all the way to five-star luxury. Yes, you heard correctly. Budget and luxury, all in one place. So instead of ice scraping and teeth chattering, choose coconut sipping and pool splashing. Oh, and book by February 16th with your local travel advisor or at...
Ugh, my furnace is on its last legs. I need a new one, but the cost. And then there's the tax on top of it.
You can skip the tax right now on a new furnace and a hot water heater.
Is that the government holiday tax break?
No, Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning figured there's got to be a way to help their neighbors. And they landed on the zero tax event.
That's amazing.
Feel right at home. Atlas Care.
Cozy up to Atlas Care's zero tax event and let the pros in the green trucks save you big bucks.
Now everyone knows how much I crave Lone Star fajitas, but every Tuesday, I get the craving for saving.
Now at Lone Star, una fajita for $19.99 or fajitas for two for $29.99. Wood-fired grilled seasoned chicken breast, fresh baked tortilla served on a sizzling skillet. It's Fajita Tuesday. That's una fajita for $19.99 or fajitas for two for $29.99. Only at Lone Star, including the new Lone Star Cantina in Whitby. Your home for fajitas, Ritas, and good times.
Tonight, Donald Trump throwing Canada into chaos.
Yeah. President-elect Trump still threatened 25% tariffs on Canadian imports.
I am so sick of his threats.
He's unpredictable. I'm worried about what it's going to mean here for people's jobs.
You know, Justin Trudeau and the Liberals left us high and dry, too.
And there is another top Canadian official taking Trump on tonight, Ontario Premier Doug Ford.
Now he gets it. Doug Ford gets it.
We need to vote PC.
A message from the Ontario PC Party.
Callum, have you seen it?
Oh, yes, I've seen it.
What did it say to you?
There's only one thing it can say.
Sometimes an artist will say something incredibly specific without using any words at all.
We've all heard music that can tell a story without words.
And we've all seen paintings that can tell a story without words.
But this time, a jewelry designer did it.
The moment you see it, you know what it is saying.
It's a diamond pendant you would give only to your life partner.
The long and the short of it is, we're in this together.
The long and the short of it is, we're in this together.
It has wit and whimsy and humor and warmth.
And commitment.
It made me smile when I saw it.
Me too.
Hello.
Did they see it?
Oh yes, they saw it.
Did they understand it?
Even my little brother Callum saw the love in it.
See the right partner diamond pendant at SpenceDiamonds.com.
Just $99, $199.
Wow!
Located in Vaughan, Scarborough, and Mississauga.
Imagine this. A roaring fire. Outside, a blanket of snow is falling. But the aromatic cedar walls of your chalet keep you warm and cozy. Is it your imagination? Or is it your possible? Find your possible. Play Lotto 649 for a chance to win the classic jackpot or the gold ball jackpot of $30 million. Buy your ticket today.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
CHFI Perfect Recall. We're going to open that window up in 6 minutes. Every song that you nail is worth money.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story. Leave my heart open, but it stays right here in its cage. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. Fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding on so tight, with nothing in between. It's like chasing the clouds. The story of my life, I take her home. I drive all night to keep her warm, and time is frozen.
One Direction on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, 98.1 CHFI, a very topical and healthy debate and discussion we're having on the show. Thank you for all the great texts, for all the calls, and for doing this civilly, because this topic can touch a nerve. Anthems are getting booed lately. The Canadian anthem's been getting booed in the States. The American anthem's been getting booed here because of this pending trade war. And I've been of the opinion for a very long time that I don't think they should play national anthems before local sporting events. They lose meaning when they're played thousands of times a year and you get singers butchering them and it always goes viral. I think they should be saved for the really meaningful international events, the Four Nations Face-Off, World Cups, Olympics, times when your country is at war or economic war. That's when I think they should be safe for, but that's my opinion. Some of you agree, some of you disagree. That's why this is a healthy discussion. We're keeping it going right here. Tanya in Kitchener, what do you think?
I say no. I say that because my grandfather fought in the war, and I think in today's society we're losing sight of our freedoms and our rights, and I think it's a good thing for young people to stand up and to show respect for those who, you know, gave them the opportunity to be in that sport, to have our freedoms, and I think it's a great thing to keep that going.
Yeah, and that's actually really when the anthem became commonplace before local sporting events. It was during the Second World War.
Exactly.
How does it make you feel, Tanya, when you hear the Canadian national anthem booed in the U.S. before a game and vice versa, the U.S. anthem booed here in Canada?
I think, you know, I hold in my heartbeat my grandfather and what he did and what his, you know, fellow brothers and sisters did dying for our, you know, our freedoms. And it makes me very sad because that anthem represents that. It doesn't represent what's going on in our society today. It represents that a lot of men, 55,000 men and women died for that flag.
It really does not feel good to hear the booing. Thank you for the service of your grandfather, and thank you for taking the time to give us a call this morning.
Thank you, and I wish young people will continue to respect those who gave them their freedom.
Well said. Thanks, Tanya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so let's get to news right now. We're going to open up that CHFI Perfect Recall window for you in just a couple minutes.